Yeah, ton. That's what you call a full load. If you get a half, didn't get a whole ton, you get a half a ton.
Yeah. And if you, would it be the same if like you was buying wood too? Or you start if you was buying wood instead of coal, would you still call it a ton?
Yes. No, you get a half a ton that folks buy wood and they could call it, get a whole ton. A whole ton, they'll say they want a whole ton of coal. And if you get wood, they'll say I want a whole load of wood.
Mm-hmm.
And how about coal? A ton of coal, or a half a ton. That's what they say. if you take your clothes out and you hang them out on the clothesline, what do you use to carry your clothes out there?
A basket, clothes basket.
And what kind of terms do you use for bottle stoppers? I mean, if you open a Coca-Cola and you want to plug it back up, what do you call that?
A stopper?
Mm-hmm. What about a wine bottle? What kind of top does a wine bottle have on it, you know? You know, maybe they expand and they poke right down in the neck of it instead of just fitting on the top.
I don't know what you call it. I know what you're talking about, but I don't know what you call it.
And we used to have bottles, you know. You don't see none of them. It used to be a cock stopper, would be like wood or something, you know. You seen them stick down in gym, but you don't ever see nothing like that. Now they got these other kind of stoppers and things.
Just fit up on the top.
That's right.
Sure is.
What kind of instrument you call it that you can just hold in your hand and blow into it and it makes a real pretty sound?
Is it a balloon?
No, it's
a whistle?
No, it's got different notes on it. You can play it.
Yeah.
Piano?
No,
not
blow into a cotton?
No, you hold it in your hand. And
whistle? I just don't know.
By a harmonica?
I just don't know.
Or juice harp?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, a harp.
Yeah, that's right. Blows out this hole and that's gonna make two little something like that. You call them harp.